Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Natalie DeLapp for Community Comment. I often ask myself, how can our counties support rural economic development, which is essential for our people's overall growth and prosperity? Due to our isolated island-like location, we understand that this can often be challenging. Despite these difficulties, several steps are already underway to support our economic development and hopefully improve our overall quality of life. One of the most effective ways to support economic development is through investment in infrastructure. We have all felt the impact when our roadways are closed due to storm damage, downed trees, and landslides. Is our county prepared to request funding to take advantage of the once-in-a-generation bipartisan infrastructure opportunity? We need continued investment in internet infrastructure to help bridge the digital divide and provide rural residents with access to information and otherwise unavailable opportunities. The world's longest sea cable, stretching from Singapore to Eureka, will bring enhanced broadband connectivity to Humboldt County and beyond as soon as 2023. And millions of dollars in grant funding will soon become available for enhanced broadband capacity across the region. Another important aspect of supporting rural economic development is education and training programs. I am pleased to see emerging coursework from the College of the Redwoods and Cal Poly and apprentice programs from the unions that are seeking to increase tangible skills needed to participate in our modern economy, such as offshore wind and aquaculture. We also need to get people back to work in our forests to help restore post-fire landscapes and improve fire resilience. Another area of focus for supporting rural economic development is by supporting entrepreneurship and small business development. We are seeing small businesses across the county suffering under the collapse of Humboldt's cannabis industry. We need to identify new sources of funding and resources to help our local and potential business community weather the economic downturn. And it is important to support our agricultural industries, which include dairy and cattle. What would it take to build a new local meat processing facility to enable Humboldt grass-fed beef to increase value-added benefits within our community? And how can the county support the quality of our unique pastures beyond commodity production? In addition, we need to support what remains of Humboldt's cannabis industry beyond federal legalization. Finally, fostering supportive and inclusive environment for rural economic development is important. This includes creating and supporting land use policies and projects that are responsive to the unique needs of our residents and foster partnerships and collaboration between government, private sector, and community-based organizations. We cannot keep chasing businesses away. In closing, there's a lot we can do to continue to build and grow our economy in ways that make us resilient beyond the typical boom-bust cycles by investing in infrastructure, education, and training programs, supporting entrepreneurship and agriculture, and fostering collaboration between government and our community. Now, Humboldt, it's up to us to participate and build a future we can all be proud of. This has been Natalie DeLapp for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.